Donald Trump honors Bay of Pigs veterans and commits to a free Cuba. By Charlie Spiring on September 23, 2020. President Donald Trump on Wednesday honored the Cuban exiles who participated in the Bay of Pigs landing in Cuba in 1961. "Today, we declare America's unwavering commitment to a free Cuba," Trump said. The president met with 20 veterans of Brigade 2506, the group of Cuban exiles who landed on the beaches of Cuba in an attempt to overthrow Fidel Castro's communist regime. "Today, we reaffirm our ironclad solidarity with the Cuban people and our eternal conviction that freedom will prevail over the forces of communism and evil of many different forms," Trump said. Vice President Mike Pence also spoke at the event, honoring the Cuban exiles for their commitment to freedom in Cuba even though they were quickly outnumbered and captured by Castro's forces. "President Donald Trump believes that this is a hemisphere for freedom," Pence said. The president confirmed his commitment to the Cuban people as well as other countries suffering from socialist dictatorships. "My administration stands with every citizen of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela and their fight for liberty, and we work for the day when this will become a fully free hemisphere, and it will be for the first time in human history," he said. The president hinted that his administration was currently planning action in Latin America to help defeat socialism. "It's going to happen sooner rather than later. A lot of things are going on right now that I can't tell you about, but I will be soon," he said. Trump tore into former President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden for enacting a deal to normalize relations with Cuba. He described it as a weak, pathetic, one-sided deal that betrayed the Cuban people and enriched the communist regime. Bay of Pigs veteran Humberto Cortina joined the president on stage to explain why it was important to remember the Bay of Pigs mission. "I still believe that even though we lost that battle, the war against socialism and communism continues now as it did then," he said. The Cuba Bay of Pigs veterans endorsed the president in 2016 and have also endorsed him for re-election. Trump vowed to defeat the forces of socialism that are creeping into the United States. "Today we proclaim that America will never be a socialist or communist country," Trump said, adding, "We did not fight tyranny abroad only to let Marxists destroy our beloved country."